listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Margot Mewall. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Monday, October 3rd, 2022. Here are the headlines to start your day. Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine and the Simpson Query Institute for Epigenetics announced that CRISPR pioneer and Nobel laureate Jennifer Doudna is the recipient of the inaugural Kimberly Prize in Biochemistry and Molecular Genetics, awarding her $250,000 for research. On Thursday, September 30th, Evanston Pride celebrated Hispanic Heritage Month and the LGBTQ plus community through hosting a festival on Foundation Square. The celebration consisted of music, a market of Latinx vendors, dancing, and more. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot has announced that she will not increase property taxes for the upcoming fiscal year. COVID-19 cases are declining in Illinois. This week is officially the lowest number of weekly cases since April 8th. Experts still expect residents to, quote, not let their guards down. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will visit Puerto Rico on Monday and then Florida on Wednesday after hurricanes devastated the areas. Cubans in a historic referendum have approved a new family law code that will allow same-sex couples to marry and adopt. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Margot Mewall. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, WNUR.news. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show, tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at WNUR.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for another edition of The Daily Cat.